Hello?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Well, I wanted to call you, so you get this free call. It's University of Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And you get a free call. They're studying native speakers of English,
mm-hmm.
or Spanish, Tamil, German, Hindi, all these different languages. So, you know, you get this free call for 30 minutes to anyone. I chose you. And then
I feel so special.
I get paid $10.
Oh, my.
So I said, well, I think I can finally call Jackie because, you know.
Well, you ought to be glad that I'm home. I would not have been home had it not been for me getting in a car accident yesterday.
What?
Yes, girl.
What happened?
In Greensboro. I'm sitting here waiting for the pain to start. I was in Greensboro going to go see my customer, and after that I had planned on going to see Elaine this weekend in Richmond. Elaine?
Hurry. Can you change phones? What's wrong with your phone?
I don't know why.
Oh, it sounds fuzzy. Okay.
I might just be like, there's a little static on it. But I was driving to see my customer, and I was going straight through a light, and this lady had the nerve to think she was going to make this left in front of me. And she didn't, I don't know what she was thinking about, but she wasn't even looking. She just kept coming. And I honked my horn. I had my lights on anyway for safety. Honked my horns. I had, like, veered to the right to avoid her, skidded, like, squeeze, you know, slam my brakes on. She just kept coming. She never broke, girl. She hit my car from the front tire on my side and just, you know, slid along my car to the back tire, threw me around in a circle.
Oh.
And my car ended up hitting backwards a telephone pole.
Oh, my God.
So I ended up on the same side I was going down, but the opposite direction I was trying to go, facing the other way, with my car, like, right by a telephone pole. I couldn't even get out of the car.
Oh, how'd you get out?
Oh, well, I got out of the passenger side, because that side wasn't even hit, but it was. I was sitting there totally in shock. I was like, I cannot believe this. And her car, I guess she eventually put the brakes on, like, after she hit me. And her car's in the middle of the intersection. She gets out and comes over to the curb and sits there looking distraught. And I'm in the car, and I was like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I wasn't hurt or anything, but all the glass from my window was shattered, and it was, like, all over me. And it was, like, all of the seat and in the back seat. And somehow the back light fixture got into the car. That's how hard she hit me. And I was sitting there like, what in the heck? And my car was so, my side was so banged that I couldn't even open the door, let alone there's a telephone pole right there.
Did you go to the hospital?
Yeah, they took me to the hospital. I mean, I wasn't, like, laying down in the stretcher, but she was. I'm like, you might have hurt. She came out of my car, looking at me. I used to see if I was hurt or something. She finally got up and came over from the curb, and she said, what happened?
Oh, my God.
I said, honey, you did not have that arrow. I mean, I was calm as I could be, and she said, you did not have that arrow. Or if you did, I wouldn't have had a green light. She said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I started getting hysterical. I'm like, oh, you're really wrong. And this black lady was in my window.
Let's not have a scene here.
I know. She's like, oh, I really messed up, basically. And this black woman was in my ear. It's not, don't worry, you know, I saw everything. You know, let them take you to the hospital. Get your purse. Get your keys. Get everything you need. Get your phone out of the car. You know, just take everything you need with you. And don't even think about not going to the hospital. Go.
Yeah, you have to go to the hospital.
Yeah,
even
so.
They can, do you have a brace on your neck?
Well, they put one on, and I'm like, this is goofy. it was such a weird thing. I wasn't bleeding or cut or anything like that or
no,
a broken bone.
Have
but
internal injuries and not know it.
Well, my neck and back are going to start hurting. I can feel it now a little bit. I've been taking some of the anti-inflammation medicine and some Aleve. But, you know, this white guy came always across the street. The woman that hit me was white at my age. He came always across the street from a gas station. Ma'am, I saw everything. I saw everything. Got in my window. I saw everything. She was wrong.
Okay, thank you. Now, what are you going to do? I mean,
well, the cops came, and they took witnesses' names down and wrote down her insurance information. He came to the hospital later, and I said, I don't know. I didn't have time to even talk to anybody. I said, but it was clearly not my fault, right? He said, everybody talked to you, ma'am. You were right. She was wrong. So they filed a police report and had to get a copy of it and had to call my insurance company. I called my manager since I was on company time, a company car. And he was like, if somebody needs to come get you, they'll come get you now.
What did he say?
If somebody needs to come get you. Because they know it's my only car. I don't even have a personal car.
Oh, they'll come get you now. I thought he said I couldn't get you now.
No, he said, anybody, we can come get you if you need us to. I said, well, I'll call you from the hospital. I called this guy here that I was, you know, I was kind of seeing. We're just, I guess, friends now. But I called him, and he came up and got me and took me, you know, from the hospital to get the car towed and went to the police department and got to rent a car. Yeah.
Because I know with my sister, when she was in her accident, the policeman gave her a ticket because she hit a police van.
Well, they're going to give her a citation. They're giving Natalie her, I know they have to give her a citation for making a, you know, reckless driving basically. What was she plowing along for, trying to get that light? She knows she didn't have it.
Was she drunk?
What was she looking at? Everyone keeps asking me that. I don't think she had any alcohol. Mm-hmm. It was 11:15. I would have smelled it on her breath,
but
too.
But, yeah, a lot of people, sometimes people are just distraught or thinking about things and, you know.
Well, I'm like, you know how you should be taking a light so you're going to look around and make sure that no one's coming?
Mm-hmm.
Homegirl's like, I got the light. I don't have the light. I'm out of here.
I don't care
what's coming. This big old tar's not going to stop me. And I'm telling you, if she had a larger car, I would have been messed up, Dina, because her car was small.
Glad
and it did some major, major damage. The axle in the back of the car, the wheel is off the car.
Oh, my God.
She broke the axle in the back.
Oh, my God. Now, that's serious.
So I'm like, I came back to the car and looked at it. I said, oh, my God. Now, let me tell you a weird thing. Not to take your whole 30 minutes up.
No, that's okay.
This is the weird thing. The day before the accident,
mm-hmm.
I'm like going along reading some stuff, you know, catching some magazines, reading stuff. And I stopped on this article about wills, right?
Mm.
I'm like, I need to write my will, so I need to get a living will. Because I've been saying it for a year and a half to my financial plan, let's do a will, and I never did it. Then later on, I saw another thing about a will. I'm like, okay, fine, I got the idea here. Then I get a call at home. Someone in the neighborhood does wills. Man, we do wills. Are you interested in sitting down with us and doing your will? I was like, no. I said, no, I had somebody help me with that on the phone. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah, but you ain't going nowhere. Hold on a second. Remember.
But listen, I'm not finished the story yet.
Oh.
Then I'm
like, my words of encouragement. Okay.
It's just more drama. And then that morning before I left, I was like cleaning out a drawer because I had somebody here doing some maintenance work, and I was like putting some drawer liner drawer liner paper in the drawer. So I cleaned up the drawer a little bit, and I came across a little tiny little Bible, with little verses in it, those little red books.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to put this in my pocket. I put it in my left pocket. And I went off to my appointment. Okay, I get out of the accident, out of the car during the accident, reach in my pocket, listen to my pocket on my left side where I got hit, the little Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that precious? Isn't
the story for the...
Oh!
Oh, my God, I tripped, dude. No, but really, yes, it is, because...
I was hysterical.
I'm telling you, I would have been hysterical, too.
I just started crying. I'm like, what am I crying for? I guess I'm just...
You're in shock.
Oh, my God. It's
like your life flashes before you.
Great. And it didn't even do that. I was like, where is this car going?
Hmm?
I can see out of the corner of my eyes her big old blue, her little blue car coming right towards me.
It's nothing you can do when you're being
not a damn thing. I had my hands clenched around the tire, the steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Had my foot on that brake, and that car was spinning out of control. I was like, where am I going? What's going on here?
What
glass flying. And it's in my mind, I keep hearing the screeching tires and the glass, and her hitting my car.
Oh, poor baby.
Like, and then, you know, I get all distraught. I'm like, there's no one around for me.
Yeah, it's hard when you live away. That makes it harder.
But I called my mom, and I had to leave a message because she wasn't home. And I'm like, I was in an accident. I had to go to the hospital. I was like, oh, my God, what happened?
No, she's like,
so she calls twice. Like, where are you? You didn't leave a number. I can't believe I'm flying down there tomorrow.
She coming?
No, I called him, like, calm down. She goes, well, you didn't tell me anything. I was like, I just got hit, you know, and not hurt, bleeding. I'm not in the hospital in critical condition. They gave me x-rays and all that. I'm fine. It's still going to be sore. Well, I can come down there. I got a flight.
Oh, you better let your mother come and take care of you.
But, girl, she's like trying to spend $600 to come down here. It's ridiculous. I'm like,
yeah.
I am not that much in need of help. So, yeah. You know, but when you first think about it, you're like, well, who do I call? And if you were... If you were married or something, you call your husband. But, you know, I called my manager. I called David. I said, you know, I'm in Greensboro. I'm going to go to the hospital. He's like, oh, my gosh. We had not been speaking prior to that. It's so funny.
Oh, you told me.
It was drama. Well, I mean, this is the second time we haven't been speaking.
Yeah.
Keep going in and out. But he came up and took care of it, so.
Well, he was there when you needed him. So.
Yeah, that's what I said. David, a friend in need is a friend indeed. And you were that friend. He was like, oh, please. He said, we're still not speaking. Anyway, so how are you after all that?
I'm fine. I just called to apologize, too, for that Caribbean Connect. Is it Caribbean?
Mm-hmm.
Caribbean Connect.
Tropical treat.
Is somebody else. Somebody
Where
else
is it?
To do. Huh?
Where is it?
I have it. I've been carrying
Send it back.
Bag to work. You know what? I can't get to it. I can't get to anything. My life is just.
Well, I understand. Just send it back so I can have the documentation that
okay.
She sent me.
Please. I really am sorry. It's been just.
I know.
As life is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We can't start our own business unless we're going to be able to find time to do stuff.
But the thing is, you
and I know I'm busy
find
too.
Time with a 40-hour a week job. I mean, it's like.
Well, you know, I've ended up doing though. On something I really want to put time in. I started doing it at work. I mean, I know we all have stuff to do at work, and
what work?
I said this is not urgent. This at work is not urgent. I'm going to start working on it.
Well, the problem I can't I'm kind of out in the open in the newsroom. I just can't do it now.
Yeah.
And until I get some things here, some computer setups here, most of the time I come home, I make a song. All I want to do, and Joy's running around, Mommy, Mommy.
Honey.
2 years old or something, child. Two is truly. She's like, Mommy, 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 Mommy.
That's the only word I know. That's the only word I'm going to use.
I don't really have much time. But I did get a car.
A what?
A car.
Oh, good.
Yes, so that's
speaking of which,
good.
What kind of car did you get?
A Hyundai.
Excel?
Red. A Scoop.
Is it used or new or what?
It's had 16,000 miles on it.
That's not bad. Well, who gave it to you? I mean,
really
who sold it at that little bit of mileage?
This place called Pacifica.
Is it a dealership? Or is there something wrong with it or what?
It's a dealership.
Why don't we have 16,000 miles on it?
It's not new.
I know, but the 16,000 miles is like you drive it for half a year.
Yeah, it's been driven that long.
But somebody's wanted to get a new car?
Yeah, somebody traded it in.
Oh. The only reason I'm asking is, that's such low mileage for somebody to trade a car in. Why do they need a new car? Something wrong with it?
Not that I can see.
Well, did you take somebody, I'm not trying to say, now you bought it and everything, but did you take somebody with you to see if it had been an accident or something?
I took the mechanic yesterday. And got this inspected and got oil change and stuff. But see, it's the Hyundais have up to 40,000 mile warranty on it. It has up to 40,000, 700 mile warranty. I have a warranty for 2 years.
Okay.
So
good.
I mean, it covers everything from
good.
Bumper to bumper.
Because I was just thinking, maybe got into an accident, somebody just traded in without telling the dealer or something. You know, because sometimes people do that. Like with my car, if I got it repaired and I was worried, it only has 29,000 miles on it. I could, like, trade it in if it was my car.
We checked. The frame is fine. Everything's
good.
Fine.
Good. I'm just concerned. That's all. I know how people are.
I appreciate your concern, but I did. And also, I knew that it had the warranty.
Good.
I wouldn't have bought it without the warranty. I bought the warranty with
how's
it
good?
Because I said, I can't afford to pay the payment.
I think that's smart. Yeah.
So I went ahead and paid the extra money per month so that, you know, the warranty pretty much covers everything, including the frame, all the mechanics, like the automatic windows.
Do you have a deductible on your insurance?
Huh?
Do you have a deductible on your insurance?
What about insurance?
A deductible. Do you have a deductible?
I forget. I must have it because my sister was saying, you must have $500 deductible. Everybody just has $500 deductible.
That means you got to pay for the first $500.
Right, if I have an accident or whatever.
Right, because I guess the higher deductible you have, the lower your insurance, because the more you got to put out eventually.
Oh, I see. Well, I hope I don't have an accident. But as far as the
I hope not too.
It's fine. And
good. I'm glad.
But I can just take a break. Oh, this silly thing.
So you can drive down to see me now.
I sure can. Child, you know I don't drive that far. I do not drive.
Oh.
I can barely drive to the mall around here.
Oh.
Hey, Darlene.
Girl, Erwin, I talked to you. Not talked to her since the wedding.
I haven't talked. A couple days is all you have?
Since the wedding.
I'm like, something's up because
the length she called two or three times. Let them know.
I wrote this long, long letter. Hold on, I have to turn off my. Every time I cook, that food starts beeping. I wrote her this long letter. She didn't call me back. She didn't write me back. And I don't know. I just think, I know she's like me. When something's wrong, you just can't find her.
Yeah. I need to call her.
And I
said, I'll call her today since I'll be around this weekend.
Who?
Since I'll be around. What's wrong with my phone?
How's Elaine?
Elaine who?
Curry.
Oh! Oh, gosh. She's fine. Her, Austin had a birthday.
Five?
This week, Austin.
Is he five?
He's six.
No way.
Yeah, and Tripp, Elaine's son, is seven.
Well, how old are the two twins now then?
Two.
Oh, okay. It's interesting.
They're so cute. Everyone is so cute. Every child that you all had is so beautiful.
Look at this. This is, I was just reading notes. You may talk for up to 30 minutes just before the time is over. You will hear a warning message saying that your time is almost over. Please complete your conversation and hang up as soon as possible.
Or what? They're going to charge you or they're going to cut
you
off?
You might be saying, okay, now wait a minute. I just have
let's
one
see.
Thing
let's
to
see.
Cut.
Even if they try to do that, let's see if they can cut us off.
I'm sure they will.
If they cut us off, they will be fine. But if they don't, we can keep talking and charge it to them.
I don't think so. I'm sure they have some sort of system.
Oh.
Then you can call home free anywhere outside the U.S. and Canada. But I don't think I know anybody outside of the U.S. or Canada.
Oh, speaking of which, Dina, that's another thing. Michael has been in New York, or maybe he's not there anymore, but he was in New York and didn't even call me.
Well, you told him not to.
Girl, we've talked since then. We have talked. He's called me just to say hi, what's going on. I've called him to say hi, well, how are you, whatever. And we had talked about 3 weeks ago. I said, you know, you get into New York anytime soon. He said, well, I have to get there shortly. I said, well, please call. You know, let me know. He said, can you get to New York that quick? I said, well, you know, I might not, but I just wouldn't mind seeing you or talking to you. He said, all right. Girl, that really irritated me. I mean, it's different. We hadn't been talking since Easter. We decided not to be in communication, but we've talked since then. And I've sent him stuff, and, you know, I sent him a box of his stuff he left here and a nice little card and a picture, and he got that, appreciated it. And I'm like, how can he come in the States and not even call me?
What's going on with him entering this stuff?
Huh? What? Hello?
Remember you telling me that you said you kind of acted like when he first said it, you were like, yeah, well, if you do, if you don't. Remember?
That was when we first broke up in April.
Oh, okay.
And since that time, we've talked. People have called, asked for him, and I just called and told him so-and-so called him back. You know, we've been in communication. That's what really pisses me off the most about it. I've gotten over it. It bothered me when I called to see how he was doing, and they said he was in New York. He'd been there for a week.
Oh, my God.
And it turned out he called a mutual friend of ours to say hi, and I'm in town. And, I mean, I didn't talk to that mutual friend. His wife answered the phone. But, you know, it's the fact that he was in town. He called some people. They didn't even bother to call me just to say hi.
That was rude.
And I talked to, you know, my friend Frank up there. He's like, Jackie, it's tacky. Something's wrong with him. I said, no kidding. I said, that just cleared everything up for me. I mean, there's no more holding on. There's no more questions. Because obviously he doesn't have any kind of desire to call, let alone see me, so fine. So that kind of closes the
problem.
Yeah, obviously. I'm trying not to get hung up on anything anymore like that. I'm like, if it doesn't come to you directly, then quit trying to force it. You know, not just that this is obviously not going to go anywhere. I mean, beyond the problems we've had, now it's this. Give me a break. So, I just don't know, girl. Some of these men are just, I mean, you want to spend time with some nice people, but you don't feel like being bothered with your silliness and immaturity.
I'm telling you. I know.
How's your life? Doggone it.
This man, I was just thinking about what you're saying about men, and this man at work, he's a photographer. First of all, I don't want to date anybody poorer than me. I'm sorry.
I know, right? Why bother?
Been there, done that. Don't want to do it no more. So I'm like, well, and he was talking to me, girl, I had to take him, we had to take some photos. I had an assignment to take some photos at a high school. It just happened to be far away. So I'm like, come on, you know, you can ride with me. Because, of course, he's not driving. So we get up to the school, and we were talking. He told me, well, I know he had 8 children, okay, which is insane in itself.
Oh, my God.
He had 2 wives. But then he had the nerve to say, well, my problem is I don't believe in monogamy. I said, frick. Brother, please.
He thinks he's the Mac Daddy.
And he's nowhere near a Mac Daddy. And if I was considering giving him a chance, like, you know, going out with him just for fun, we do have artistic interests, you know.
Yeah, but he's married and got 8 kids.
No, he's not married. He's divorced.
Well, he's got 8 kids.
Right. Yeah.
So, okay,
yeah.
Period.
That sounds too familiar, right? Mm. So, but I was just, you know, sometimes you just want somebody to go somewhere.
Don't do it. Don't do it. And don't call me 2 months saying you did.
No, I won't. I won't.
No.
That completely turned me off.
Oh, fine.
First of all, he's too
else.
Old.
Thank
but then
you.
On top of that, you know, it's like when he said that, I'm like, who do you think you are?
Is he the one that said, them legs or arms?
Yes.
Oh, girl,
when
please.
I wore the sleeveless shirt. Oh, my
oh
God.
Girl,
arms.
Please.
So now it's like, with a capital O. Then there's this guy, and he's in sales. And he's real cute, but he has a girlfriend. He's always trying to hit on me. And I told him, I don't respect men who openly have a girlfriend but are hitting on others, because that means you'll do the same to me.
Word. What do you say?
And I said, you know, so I mean, we can play around and joke around, but the bottom line is there is nothing over here for you.
Hello.
And he's like, well, you know, they can listen to this conversation and say, this must be animated. They must be kidding. I can't really talk this way. But I told him, and Friday he came in and he said, I had a dream around you.
Oh, God, please.
I said, really? And he said, yeah, because I had to go to a banquet this summer. I had judged these blocks in Philadelphia to see which one is the most beautiful block, and they had a banquet. So I had to go for work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was dressed up. I came to work dressed up. I had my, you know, rhinestones on and stuff.
Your what?
My rhinestone. You know, looking
good. Foxy!
Trying.
Work it, Tina, work it!
Work it, girl. So he said,
you better work.
Yeah, it must have been that outfit you had on yesterday. Or, no, my girlfriend said, it must have been that outfit you had on yesterday. I said, well, I'm making up for it today, right? Because I had on my glasses. John, my hair was up. I had this old tacky, raggedy piece on my hair.
Oh,
a
no.
Sweater. These patent leather shoes. I look rough. I said, well, tonight you'll have a nightmare
rough.
Of life. And he's cute, and I'm really attracted to him physically. But since I decided to, you know, live a life of celibacy,
girl,
I guess
need
that.
To
huh?
I need to do that, too.
I have
easy.
No choice. With a 10-year-old, you know, it's like, I mean.
That's
well,
true. But still, for yourself, it's good, though. It's healthy.
Well, Michael does come get her now every other Saturday.
That's okay.
So I have from, like, 10 to 5. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, fill those hours. You know, I just, it's just out for now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where my sex life's going to go.
Well, I think as long as you're emotionally and mentally cool, it doesn't matter.
Huh?
As long as you're emotionally and mentally, you know, cool and unstressed, that's the best
part. I'm happy.
Part.
I really am happy.
I'm happy to hear you're happy, girl.
I mean, I have my little place. I have my little car. We have food, clothing. I like my job, although they don't pay me that well.
I wish they can come down and visit for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Why Thanksgiving?
I'm having some people. My mom and grandparents will be down, some cousins. I want to have a big house full of people.
See, my problem, I can't drive down to North Carolina. I just can't do it. I'm going to tell you straight up, there is no way I can buy myself with Joy Drive. I was thinking about, you had invited me for your birthday.
You can come down for that, yes.
I was thinking about trying to fly, but I know I can't come down. I was supposed to go to my sister's for Thanksgiving anyway. Girl, I ordered these two pies from this man at work. I know, good well, I don't have any money for no pies. A pumpkin pie and an apple pie.
Let's not talk about ordering stuff I ain't got money for. I always do that.
And I was like, well, you know, he's came here, oh, my son's selling them. And, I mean, what can you say?
How much are they?
$6.50 each.
$6.50?
But I figured I'll just
make your own pie.
That'll be my contribution to the dinner because I'm not bringing anything else.
Oh, okay.
And my sister's.
Those are good.
Faye was, you know, Faye was in an accident. She's okay. How's quality?
Faye was in an accident?
Yeah, Faye was in a car accident.
Oh, no, like me? When?
Oh, she's fine now. She just kind of sounds similar to yours.
Mm.
But how's Claudia's new marriage?
She's fine. She and Bob are very happy, and he's working as a chaplain in the hospital right now.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, so.
You know Weldon got his own church.
Yeah, I heard that.
And Marilyn, as a matter of fact, on today's Marilyn's birthday.
Girl, she sent me a little picture of her family. I have no idea where I put that picture. It was so little anyway. Huh?
I'm supposed to go to the country. Do y'all have country buffets up there?
Country buffet.
It's like a buffet with all this gross food. I mean, I hate
Well, they
buffets.
Have it on Sunday at this place. I don't go near those places anymore.
It's so disgusting because it's like, I mean, how much food can you eat? And then people just are, like, gorging with huge piles of ribs on their face. It looks nasty.
Well, it's so full of fat, too.
Yeah, and it's also, I think about those, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but just people who are starving and then you're sitting there with huge bones piled on your plate. It's gross.
It is. It's just excess and it's disgusting because people eat because it's there. They're not even hungry.
And everybody wants to go because it only costs $7 and can eat as much as you want.
That's the whole mentality of the U.S. United States.
Greed, greed, greed.
All you can eat, two for one. Let's go. Boom. Who cares how many cholesterol calories it has? Who cares how many arteries it's going to clog up?
On the plate, as they say. But anyway. Heart girl, down. I came up with this best season. Do you fry chicken?
Speaking
you
of fat.
Balance, like I'm
speaking
kidding.
Of fat.
Huh?
I don't usually fry it now.
Baked chicken.
In the frying pan?
Uh-huh.
Put it in the oven and fry it.
Okay, listen.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff is called Sanyo Goya. It's from Goya.
Oh, I've heard Goya stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and they're seasoning it in this little red. Girl, the chicken tastes so good.
What is it, like a shake and bake type stuff?
No, you just sprinkle it on. You put your regular seasonings and then you sprinkle it on. Now, whoever's listening to this conversation, don't take my secret recipe.
Well, is there MSG in it?
Yes.
I'm not buying it.
Why?
Because MSG is not good for you.
I guess it's MSG.
Look at monosodium glutamate. Look at see what's in there.
Well, you eat it when you eat Chinese food and you don't.
No, I don't. I say no MSG. Ching, chink.
You racist pig.
You slope-eyed thing.
Yeah, I know. You know, you're right. Okay. I have
Be
been,
careful.
I stand corrected.
Be careful.
I don't normally eat it.
That's like the accent stuff. It's got MSG. It's all it is MSG, actually. Accent.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, let me tell you a story.
Huh?
Let me tell you a story.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be quick. My girlfriend from Jamaica, not anybody we know together, but this girl that works at DuPont is from Jamaica, right?
Mm.
We went down to Jamaica a couple of years ago, me and this other woman and her, and hung out. Her grandmother lived there. Well, since then, she's got a grandmother to come to the States, gotten her, you know, visit, permanent visitor's pass, whatever you call it.
Mm.
And she's been in Wisconsin with her mother. The grandmother wasn't very happy, and so my girlfriend Joan from Jamaica wanted the grandmother to come live with her. So she had her, she got her a flight through Charlotte. Of course, she wants me to go to the airport for the 2 hours she had to lay over and, you know, sit with her or whatever, which I think is kind of imposing anyway. But I said, okay, since I met a grandmother, I'll do it. So I went to the airport to meet her. Homegirl got on this little cart. You're going to leave the gate, which I told her to stay at, and go to the other gate. I'm like, excuse me, where are you going? I didn't say it like that. But anyway, I got her, picked her up, and we're going to go get some food and take her to my house and we'll eat it there. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole time she's worried me to death. Where are we going? Where are we going? Where's your car? What are you doing? I'm like, lady, shut up. She was very nice and she was getting on my nerves. She got a real heavy Jamaican accent and she was just annoying me. Mm-hmm. And she had a trombone in a bag. Like, what is this? So she had that and then she had some other little stuff that she was carrying around. So I took her bags and we went to the car and I couldn't find a car right off. I said, I'm sorry. Wait, let's do that. Well, where's your car? What are you doing? Where are we going? I don't know. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to leave you in the airport, lady. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm going to go to my car and get some food. So the entire way we're driving to get the food, she's like, it's so far. Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going? It's so far. Where are we going? I'm like, oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. I said, we're going to get some Jamaican food. It's going to be okay. I'm going to take you to my house afterwards. Well, I live in a boondocks, okay, I'll admit that, but it's only a 20-minute drive. Mm-hmm. So we go to the place to get the food. She wants to get a bottle of Red Stripe beer. Mm-hmm. This woman's 70 years old, okay? Mm-hmm. And she doesn't want it cold. She wants it hot. So I go next door to the liquor store. They have one case, and so we got one beer for her. Now, granted, I pay for everything. I don't mind, I guess, but still. So we got the food, went home. So I take her to my house, and she's like, oh, my gosh, your house is beautiful. Oh, Jackie, love you, love you. Let's get on your knees and pray. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And she wants to get on her knees and pray for me. I'm like, okay, thank you. And then we eat, and she takes her teeth out. She said, oh, I can't eat the teeth in. She took her teeth out.
Didn't.
Yes, took her teeth out, proceeded to eat, and half the food's coming out of her mouth. I was like, I can't sit here and eat this. I can't turn my head to watch TV. And every time I just glance over, she has something else coming out of her mouth.
Ew.
She's pulling up a bone, pulling something out of her mouth. It was gross. It was a great throw up. And then she ate, drank the Red Stripe beer, and she continued to burp. I was like, what is this? And so I said, come on, Mom, we have to go. We have to go back to the airport. I call her Mama.
Uh-huh.
We have to go back to the airport. She's like, I can play my trombone now. I was like, no.
Uh-oh.
No, get in the car. So we get in the car, I get back to the airport. She's worried to death at how far it is to the airport. And I was like ready to dump her at the airport and keep driving. But I took her to the gate, her plane's a little delayed. I'm like, oh my gosh, 10 more minutes with her. So the flight was called and I walked on the flight with her and put her trombone on the overhead and she starts to cry. I don't want to go, I want to stay. I'm like, I don't want to leave. So I got the flight attendant. I said, would you please watch over her? Her granddaughter's going to pick her up from the airport in Wilmington, North Carolina. She said, okay, I'll take care of it. I'm like, oh, I starts crying. I'm like, what is this experience I'm going through?
It was
oh, my gosh. I couldn't wait to get home. I had a stressful headache after that.
I'm sure you did.
Between
you know,
the teeth.
Things like that. I'm getting to the point now where I'm like, look, I can only do what I want to do.
Well, I said no before.
People ask a lot of.
She did, and I think that's very imposing. It was only a 2-hour layover.
Okay, we only have a few more minutes. Listen to this. Now, listen to this story. The place where I got the car, I was telling the man, I said, you know, I know a lot of people, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know why I said that.
I know a lot of people.
That's not exactly
true. I'm trying to pull some strings.
I meant, like, in my church and everything. And so he said, well, I'll tell you what, for every person that you get to refer to get the car, I'll give you $150, right? So he said, you could, like, sort of work for me. I'm like, fine. So I took the cards. And make a long story short, I got this woman who got a car, and he sent me a check for $150.
Wow, nice.
Now, check this out. Me and my big fat mouth, well, a guy at work who kind of referred me, when I got the car, I was like, oh, well, you should probably get some money for this. But Bob G., who's the dealer's name, he didn't offer
it. I offered
him.
To him.
Right.
Tell
so
me.
Bob G. said to me, he said, well, you know, Nadina, I better not say names. Mr. X said to me, well, Nadina, you know, please don't let the person know at work because I think he'd be very upset to know that, you know, you're getting this money, blah, blah, blah. Mm. Meanwhile, me and this other saleswoman were in cahoots. I said, well, we're going to get – I said, I can't believe how greedy this person was being, the sales guy, at my job. I said, you know, because he's trying – he told me he wasn't even interested in referring people to him. So we started talking. She said, well, we'll kind of set up a little system and we'll refer people. And I said, okay, and I don't know why I said this. I said, whenever we refer people, whoever refers the person, we'll just split the check down the middle. Now, meanwhile, she hasn't referred anyone to me yet. So I told her, well, this lady got a car, and I was like,
refer for your business? Refer you?
Huh?
Refer you to who?
Anytime she gives somebody to me that wants a car, I'll give it to